What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sounds good as we are back here live at University of Miami. First day of pads. We've had a few days here, almost a week actually, to work without pads and getting after it pretty good. And now today, you know, we talked tomorrow earlier. He brought this up. He thinks the NFL's going back to being more physical practices. I give Dan Campbell a lot of credit. Remember that?
Yeah,
Detroit a couple years ago, and he goes, "Listen, man, I know you guys aren't used to this, but we're gonna get after it." And there are a lot of people, and they didn't have the talent they have right now. But
well, the problem is you're spending so much money on the technology, right? And the people that are sitting over here, and they monitor the players. They got the little chips on the
pants. You can still have physical practices.
I know, but you got these people that they tell you what the limits are, right?
They do.
I mean, that's what they're there for.
They do.
But the other problem, though, too, Joe, you get a guy hurt, and then people are like, what are you doing? So you can't have it both ways, right?
I think most fans understand you have to – you can't just show up in September for the first game against the Colts and not have any physical play at all. Like, well, we kept everybody out of the three preseason games. Well, we had our practices, but we felt that's all – And then
would you play the starters on Sunday?
Huh?
Would you play the starters on
Sunday?
A lot
of starters are playing this week.
But would you?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm not saying a lot.
I'd sit all of them. I mean, I just.
That's fine.
I'm not with you on that one, man.
There's a lot of guys that play really well that do not play preseason football. Yes. They get themselves ready to go, and you don't really notice. But I just think at practice, and I'm not talking about tackling. I'm not talking about taking a guy to the ground. Mm-hmm. But really getting after it, and I see even Mike's changed his practices. He's been getting after it a lot more. And by the way, the more they get after it, and some of these guys on the offensive line are struggling. I had this talk yesterday after practice. I don't want to say who it was with and players I talked to, but we're talking, and the defense got after the offense again yesterday, the front seven. And they go, hey, it's okay, because these guys – they got to see it live so they got to get better. Like some of these offensive linemen are struggling. They got to see it every day. They can't just all of a sudden, can you imagine if they don't do anything and now they show up to first preseason game and the quarterbacks have no shot because they haven't had any work. So they're doing all these one-on-one drills and run blocking drills. As long as you stay high and you're not tackling and they tell you stay off the ground, although sometimes you end up there. But stay off the ground and let's get some work done. Hey, the Miami Dolphins are going to keep a lot of these guys. Like all the backup offensive linemen, everybody says, oh, that guy can't play, that guy. Well, some of them are going to be on the team. Same in the cornerbacks. Well, outside of Storm Duck, who's having a great camp and everybody been talking about. You ever think we talk about Storm Duck being the number one corner of the team?
No.
We cater out now, and yeah. That's where we are. And they're going up there, man, and fresh and face fresh wide receivers for the Bears. And
hopefully the defensive line will cover up a lot of those issues, man.
Some,
I mean, you invested a lot in that defensive line, right?
It will help. It will help with. Hey, by the way, you're right. Did you just got 3 first round picks, pass rushers?
Uh huh.
You've got first round defensive tackle.
You got a guy you just paid a lot of money to.
They've invested a lot.
That should be I know we go to receivers, but that should be the anchor of your defense. That should be the reason why your defense is a solid unit.
Well, the defense was pretty good last year. Defense wasn't the problem of the team. I know I get on them. They didn't have enough takeaways.
It was not the problem of the team. They couldn't score.
That was on the other side of the ball. And definitely without Tua, it just wasn't good enough. So, and again, they beat the teams they're supposed to. If they do that this year, they're still going to end up winning a lot of games if they beat the teams they're supposed to.
It's interesting you keep going with that teams they're supposed to beat, and I still wonder which.
Well, like
outside
year.
Of like the really bad ones, like I wonder, like, do you think the teams like the Pats and Jets are like teams you're supposed to beat?
Yes.
Okay.
Because but they're
I know
a lot
they're
better.
Saying that same thing too, man. You don't think New England's like laughing at the Dolphins right now? Like if you listen to sports radio there, like they're not laughing at the dysfunction.
I don't think the Patriots are laughing at anything as bad as they were last year. I'm serious. That was a bad team. And they got a whole bunch of new guys.
I see their coaches fighting and camp and stuff.
Oh, no, he's getting after it, too. He's out there.
They go, oh, we love this guy. We know he's willing to go to battle for us.
Hey, man, that's great. Hey, the Jets, Justin Fields can't complete passes up in New York right now.
Yeah.
He's struggling. He's throwing all short passes. And
maybe if there's a fight at the Bears practice, Mike McDaniel get in there and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you think?
I don't think Mike's going to do that.
No?
No, I don't.
They earn the respect of the players.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think you need your coach. I don't think the Lions need Dan Campbell to lead everybody and go after the other coach to make a point. I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's the way to get it done. But anyway, then we got the situation out here we're really looking forward to today, and that is Carson Beck, man. Everybody's talking about Carson Beck and why. Well, first of all, the quarterback position is really important, and everybody knows Carson Beck's been a starter with Georgia for a couple years, had the injury, and everybody's all over the board about him. Threw too many interceptions.
You don't think he thinks I could play myself into a really high draft pick?
Yes, that's why he's here.
Yeah.
He is here.
Because of what he saw last year.
You don't think he, he came back, and he wants to probably got a pretty good idea. He was told first of all, you injure your arm, that's a red flag right off the bat, right? Stay away from the draft, and listen, didn't go well there. He had some games where it's a 2-pick games, and they weren't playing as well, and he wants to get rid of that whole thing and come to a new place and get a fresh start like Cam did and put up some good numbers, especially touchdowns to interceptions, right? He wants to put that thing together. I this is going to be fun to watch. Look at everybody knows what he's making. Everybody, you know, because he did play. He played a high-profile program last year, right? Kirby's had this thing rolling in Georgia.
He's a high-profile guy. You know, he certainly doesn't lay low, but man, that is funny. You have to bring that up every time now.
What's that?
The amount of money he's making. Because it is a lot of money.
You know,
it's a hell of a lot of money.
You know what's funny? And the guy in Oklahoma is getting all the money, went to Washington State. Nobody talks about it. Maybe they do out there. But hey, listen,
I think everyone is, man. There's I don't think there's a quarterback at a big school that's not making a
couple million.
Right?
Yeah. I think the guy that left at Tennessee is getting $2 million a year.
I'm sure.
He went to UCLA. I think he actually is getting pretty good money.
I hope one day we can find out the real numbers, like what these guys are really clearing.
You know what?
They should have to make that
public. Then we officially are professional football. I mean, it's already, look, it is professional football, right? You're paying guys.
You're paying them, yes. Yeah, it is, yes. You're paying someone to do a job.
Right. They're here.
A lot of every other college kid has the opportunity to work. Every other kid on this campus can get a job and do whatever they want, right? They ain't our money.
They, but you go out and you have 20 schools recruiting you either through the transfer portal or high school, especially five-star guys, four- and five-star guys. Their money's getting all set up ahead of time on what they're going to get when they get to school. Hell, you can get money now in high school. Florida voted you can be paid in the state of Florida. So, yeah, we're different times, Woody, different times. I will tell you one thing. I am glad to tell you that when the games are played, nobody goes, wow, Notre Dame, I wonder what they're paying, and Miami, what they're – it's just 11 on 11. Last year,
well, it's the same way in the pros too, right?
11 on, but you got a pretty good idea what everybody makes because we just throw it down everybody's throat and the $50 million.
People are gonna start to
club.
Do that in college football, though. People will do that. Guys overpaid.
Well,
what if a guy outperforms his contract? Are we gonna have hold-ins at college camp?
No, you know what you're gonna have when they tell you we're not gonna pay you more.
He's gonna leave.
They're gonna leave.
Yeah,
not hold in, hold out. It's like I have other choices. I'm a 1 year free agent. My year's up and. And I'm moving on, so we'll get some of that.
And I don't know what the answer to that part is, by the way. I know Dan Radakovich is going to stop by with you. I don't know what the answer is to you want to do employment contracts, because I think guys will break them anyway and just leave. Right?
I am curious to there's some things that do need to be cleaned up a little bit. But good luck.
Well, what do you want to clean up? You want to do a salary cap? That would never work, right?
No.
It'll never work. You want to give guys employment contracts? That will never work.
No.
Because who wants to be the first school to sue a kid? Good luck with that.
They've got themselves in a bit of a you know what?
Pickle?
I am curious to hear what Dan Radakovich, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock, his ideas. He spends a lot of time. He gets asked questions about this. But there is one thing I appreciate. I appreciate that we don't know exactly what every guy makes. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what every young guy's making out here. In the NFL, you know, every guy's they put it out there.
Yeah.
You look it up. What they get, signing bonuses, when they get it. I don't want to know out here.
Well, the agents want people to know that too, right? The agents are the first to toss that number out there. The teams don't do it. The teams send out those press releases. Like, they sign the sealer. Like, they don't send out the numbers.
Well, the agents, you're right. They want to know.
Schefter does.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
Look what I got for my guy. Hey, that ought to be good for five clients right there that are interested. All right, we got to go to break, man.
Wonder what these agents are making off of college deals.
Drew told me not much. They're marketing deals.
Soon, I'm guessing.
That's not the big catch for them, the marketing. The big catch for them is to keep them to be their clients.
Yeah, but who's the guy that's going to handle all the free agency calls each offseason, right? Like, if you have a star quarterback, and I'm guessing, like, let's say Arch Manning, let's say he decides to stay in school or something.
Yeah, he wants to go somewhere else.
How many
else?
Teams are going to want to call him up and bid on him? Who's his representative?
They go to the marketing guy.
Yeah.
Because the marketing guy is an agent. Yeah, but they can't stop that.
Put in your best offer, right?
They can't stop Drew's marketing department from a guy here that goes, hey, can you check L.A. and see what's going on at USC and UCLA? And oh, yeah, they're pumped.
What happens when Alabama calls and you say, listen, whatever he wants, we'll give him?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What do you think? So you got to build up relationships here. They got to have success. If they're happy with the amount of money, but if they start shopping around, you know, and somebody wants to pay them, then things change. Anyway.
Two things really quick, if you don't mind. Somebody said Jeremiah Smith make enough money in his 3-year college football career that he can retire. He probably could. Of course he could.
If Jeremiah Smith stayed at Ohio State for 4 years.
Three years, even. $20 million? I don't know, something crazy like that.
I don't know. I heard four, but it's hard for me to imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever it is, I mean, he should, if there's one guy right now, an important position.
Good player.
That checks every box possible. Run, big, fast, great hands. Yeah.
They want to know what your summer job was at Cal. Didn't you you drove a truck, didn't you?
I had a Budweiser truck one summer. That didn't go well. I lost my job.
You lost your job?
I don't want
to tell us why.
They put
me. Did you drink all the beer?
They put me in a rough neighborhood in Oakland on one day, and I was filling in. I don't know why the guy thought I knew my way around. They
had me driving a truck.
I got a big Budweiser truck.
No experience driving a truck.
No experience. Okay. Why the hell they did that? They gave me a bunch of little liquor stores to go to. And I took a load in there.
Oh, boy.
And I came out like yesterday. I came out, and four guys were cleaning out the back of the truck. And I just looked at me. Nobody ran. They looked at me, and I just went, take what you need. I remember going, take what you need. And then they got theirs, and they took off. I went back, and I said, man, they took some stuff out, and that was stupid, man. Put me there.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the hell I was. Hmm. So anyway, that didn't go well. But what else did I do?
You did the farming, right? The milking.
No, I had to.
Didn't
do
you used
that.
To do?
That was growing up. Oh. That was different. I had a. Tractor. I drove a tractor as soon as I was old enough. They let me drive.
Really?
My buddy let me drive a. His dad let me drive a tractor where you got to stay out in front of the guys that pick the fruit.
Ah.
And my truck, and they go, hey, pick it up. You dozing off up there, man? Pick it up. Of course, I didn't understand a lot of what they were saying, but I knew to like. When they started yelling. By the way, those guys, they're flying. They're like machines. Early in the morning till they shut it down. And I mean, that's how they made their living.
I think it's funny you got robbed on the first day.
That was not a great job. I had a used car job too.
Sold cars?
Me. That did not go well.
You didn't sell anything?
No. I didn't make any money. I go, wait a second, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not selling. He goes, well, you got it when the people. I go, I don't know anything about this. Yeah, I mean, used cars.
All right.
Didn't go well. Used cars and the Budweiser job did not go well. All right, we got to go to break.
Those weird college jobs, man. Everyone's got them.
I
got robbed in college, too, by the way. My job.
You did?
I worked at the mall.
Somebody came in.
I was working by myself, and I was working at a hat store, like a Lids.
Said, give me your money.
One guy came in, and he goes, can you go climb up the ladder and get something on the top? And I turned around, and there were about five guys who were cleaning out the store.
Yeah.
And they fired me. Said, you should have chased after them.
I think I was fired, too, by the way, to be honest. I think that was a mutual, like, they still wanted, because they were big football fans at Cal, but they, like, were, you're done.
I think I got fired from every one of my college jobs. I worked at Circuit City.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, I think it's either Omar or Perk that also worked at Circuit City. One of the two. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, my uncle fired me one summer. My dad's brother had me doing something and said my work sucked. He called my dad and said, I got to let him go, man. I had this job, but he's terrible at it. Terrible. Some kind of welding job. It was just not good.
Everyone's got those weird jobs.
Hey, man, let's take a second. Let's take a second here, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. We're live here at University of Miami practice facility, first day of pads.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.